Thank you.
Senator Cantwell.
Thank you. Mr. Golding and Ms. Erickson, you know, I think people hear some of those salary numbers and think that that's out, you know, very well paid. But as you pointed, Mr. Golding, when you're welding underwater, it's a very unique skill set. But as you mentioned, Ms. Erickson, a lot of our young people can be very excited about these jobs if they know about them. So it's really about getting exposure at that high school and community college level. What can we do on the committee to help with that? I know I've been very involved with Department of Labor and Department of Energy grants as it relates to community college and curriculum development in aerospace and energy and various things. What do we need to do in the maritime space?
Well, in terms of the secondary level, at a high school level, the Perkins, the Career and Technical Education mm-hmm. Act, I think would be a place that maybe put some emphasis on meaningful secondary training. Like you may be familiar with the Maritime Industrial Council, Dave Gehring. He mm-hmm. created the Washington State Core Plus curriculum for both mariners and shipyard workers, but the funding would be coming through Department of Education programs. I think you'd want to look at that for secondary. I think under the new Career and Technical Education emphasis in education in general, now that's a good place to. So the Perkins Act would where I just mm-hmm. recommend initially.
Mr. Golding.
Yes, thank you for the question. The specific funding around our program came through a TAC grant, which was a Trade Adjustment Assistance Community College Career Training Grant that was granted to the Mississippi River Transportation Distribution Logistics Consortium. That grant lasted from November 15th to March 31st, 2017, and I have to tell you, it was robust. It was close to $24 million. That was placed in 9 community colleges around the country. $2.1 million of it went to Hines Community College right there in Vicksburg, Mississippi. We split that 50-50 between trucking and maritime. That propped up our initial training program. That funding expired, and I'll tell you, the program was so valuable to us that Hines Community College and the member companies that participate in this paid our way until new funding came. That funding came through the Department of Agriculture, through the Delta Regional Authority, locally in Mississippi. The funding we got was $80,000, and I can tell you that we're making the most of it. But I also know that from our standpoint, to train these young men and women, we have over $2,000 in each participant in these classes, whether it be pre-employment or whether it be cost of the class. Any funding that can go grant-wise in any direction, I can tell you that our industry will take it to help train these mariners. I hear it from our guys on board. Whenever we have a lapse in funding for this training and we don't have the opportunity to send these young men and women through this program, my captains call me on the phone and say, where are you getting these folks? It really works. It really helps. And to your point, it really helps advertise our industry. We are passively overlooked so many ways, and I can tell you that as we've gone out and actively recruited in our communities and around the country, we've found great untapped talent out there that has reached, as also I think views our industry as untapped as well.
Well, I will look forward to working with you also on the infrastructure investment on the lock and dam side. I can't tell you, having done the Freight Act, how important that is. If you lose capacity to move on a timely basis, you will lose, you know, your ports become less effective as a movement of product. That
Absolutely.
Is their destination. Somebody decides to just buy from somebody else, and we just can't afford that.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.